Hello and welcome to the Small Church Mentor Podcast, where we work to empower the pastors, leadership, and members of small churches to be what God wants them to be. Hi, I'm your host, Gary Fear, and I'm proud to serve you today. Today's topic, why do we gather together? Now, I understand this, what the scripture says about not forsaking the gathering of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, and I understand that the Bible speaks of it. However, I'll be honest, and maybe those of you that are extroverts out there may not understand this, but I do pastor a church with a lot of introverts. And be quite frank and quite honest, most of us understand the benefits of gathering together, but our natural tendency is to pull back and not be together, not gather together. And so sometimes it's a little bit difficult to remind ourselves, this is what we need to do. This is what God's called us to do. And so sometimes we have to step back. We have to examine the reasons we gather together. And I do think it is important. I think it's important to have your assembly where you gather, your church that you gather in. I believe it's important for that to be your base church, that to be your regular attended church. I believe it is very important for you to have a regular attended church. A couple times I've seen my wife's grandpa from Arkansas, great man of God, great pastor, up in his 80s now. And last couple times I've seen him, he's talked to me about this family that kind of moves around a lot. And I guess, you know, the dad of the family was kind of looking around, and I don't know exactly how it came up, but it sounds like he was kind of complaining that he didn't have much of anything. He didn't have much established life. He didn't have much set aside, if you will, and maybe not a lot of us do, but he just didn't have much. And my wife's grandpa is the kind of guy that he seems to be able to build. And every time he gets something, he can build upon it. Wonderful things. And long story short, the last couple times I've gathered with her grandpa, and I can't remember, I tried to recall, and I can't remember exactly how he puts it, but he's talked to me about the benefit of being rooted and grounded, and how God can benefit you, and how God can prosper you, and not so much the prosperity type message, but when you're rooted and grounded and you give, that gives God a place to give back to. And it's kind of a neat idea. Some are called to do different things, and some are called to be still and be stable. And I think there's something to be said about that, being still and stable. After 17 years in the ministry, I'm starting to see benefits to being still and stable. And so that goes too with people. Several episodes ago, I talked about what we called floaters, and that's people that were a part of the fellowship of churches that we had up in Rockford, Illinois. And what they would do is they would kind of hop from church to church, and they would go to a church for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and then they would disappear, and you're like, where are they at? Oh, they're across town at that church. And you know, where you go to church is between you and God. I don't want to step into that. But I will tell you one thing, that you need to become stable somewhere. I just got a phone call. We get these type of phone calls all the time, and it breaks my heart. And there's sometimes we help, sometimes we don't. We've discussed that in previous podcasts. Sometimes we help, sometimes we don't. But I listen to these people, and they call from church to church, and they ask for help. And my first question often is, why isn't your home church helping you? And I have had it said, well, my home church only allows so much for giving and helping, and they've already met that quota. That's a lot of times the corporate type churches, the churches that have to go before a board and have certain budgets and all that. And they, you know, maybe you're that type of church. So I don't want to, you know, there's merit to it, and I've looked into it. But I, you know, in our church, we kind of try to hear the Spirit of God, the voice of God, to give when needed. And if it puts us in a hole, I found that God always has a way of pulling us out of it. Not in excess, but, you know, in wisdom and in reality. And this lady called, and her baby is crying in the background. I couldn't even make out her name because the baby was so loud, and I couldn't make out the phone number. But she called, what I did make out is landlord, rent May 1st, and that was about what I was able to glean from it. And I know she's asking for rent money. I know she's asking for help, my first question always has to be, what about your home church? You see, if there's a need in the church here with those that have come to church for a long time, we can usually spot that pretty quickly. I've had people come up to me and say, Gary, did you realize that so-and-so is going through a hard time right now? And sometimes I'd seen it, sometimes I haven't. I'm like, no, what are they going through? And they give me a little heads up of what they're going through, and I can offer some help. That's the cool thing about being plugged in with a group of people. You're there for one another. You're there to help one. So the question is, why do we gather together? Why do we, and I do air quotes right here, if you could see my air quotes, one on either side, my two fingers bobbing up and down. Why do we go to church? Why do we gather? Why do we meet? And the first thing that, this is in my why series. This year, the question why has been coming to me quite often. And so through the process of the year, every once in a while I do a message on why. And it might be, why do we have this type of service in the church? Why do we, in our church, we raise our hands during worship? Why do we raise our hands during worship? Why do we, and I can have a list in a series of whys. And so I've been addressing the whys, because one thing I do understand, as the previous generation grows up, if they don't know why we're doing a certain thing, they'll stop doing it. It won't seem very important to them anymore. Or maybe they'll come up with reasons why not to, because it's just inconvenient. And so we tell why we do things. And so this is part of the series. I expect I'll be doing more whys on this podcast. Why do we gather together? Every time I ask the question why, the first answer has to be to bring glory to God. Because I am convinced we're not left on this earth to reach other people. I'm convinced that we're not left on this earth to go to church. I'm convinced we're not left on this earth to live a good life, or even a godly life. We're left on this earth to bring glory to God. Now, we may do that by reaching other people. We may bring glory to God by coming to church. We may bring glory to God by living a good life. But we're left here on this earth for this time and season to bring God glory. So we gather together in church first and foremost because it brings God glory. Glory. When we gather together with other believers, it is telling the other believers and it is telling God that we put God first and we love Him. I have a lot of other things I'd rather do on Sundays, Wednesday nights. I have a lot of things I'd rather do. But I want everybody to know that I've set all that aside to bring God glory. Are you bringing Him glory? If it doesn't bring Him glory, there's no reason to do it. I like the way that I heard one gentleman say it. He says, you can't be right with the head until you're right with the body. And so we want to be right with the body. Well, we have all the excuses why we don't want to go to church. There's too many hypocrites at church. Well, I was just at work today and I found there was a few hypocrites there. There was some people that were complaining because other people don't work very hard. But then when a broom was put in their hands, they said, I'm not sweeping. That's overtime work. There's hypocrisy everywhere. And there's hypocrisy in the church. But there's enough good and right and true in the church also. And so we gather together for the purpose and the sake to bring God glory. Beyond that, the church that I pastor, I have the beautiful opportunity of getting to know the founder of the church. And he said he didn't want to open a church. He had pastored before in a couple other churches, and it was tough for him and it was hard for him. He says, I didn't want to open another church, but God convinced him through another gentleman. And he says, okay, I'll open the church, but to give people a place so they could come and serve God and worship him. That was his whole purpose and his whole reason for starting a church, to give people a place to come and serve God and to worship him. And I think that's very important. And so if that's the case, our church needs to be congruent with that. We need to give, and this is for my local assembly, the one that I attend, the one that I pastor particularly. This is our why. Do you know the why of your church? What is the purpose? What type of church is it? What is it there for? I've said it before in some of the previous podcasts, the church that I pastor is kind of a storefront, if you will. We're in a church building now, but storefront, mission, local mission-based church. It's kind of an inner city. I say that tongue-in-cheek because it's not like inner city Chicago or Houston or Dallas or anything like that, but it's an inner city of sorts, and we have our crime rate, and we have a lot of problems in the neighborhood, and we've kept that spirit and that attitude about ourselves. We want to give people a place to come to church if they want to come. We've kept the doors open when it was just 5 or 6 people in here. We kept the doors open, and when we were asked why, we said we keep the doors open just in case somebody wants to come in. We still have Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night service. You know, it doesn't cost us hardly anything to unlock the door and to sing and preach on Sunday nights. Hardly nothing. But we do it so that if somebody wants to be in church, they can. We don't coerce anybody. We don't push anybody. If they don't want to be here, quite frankly, I don't want them here. But we give opportunity. We have to. Because that was the purpose that we were opened. We come and we gather together to be strengthened. I come to church so I can be strengthened. I also come to church so I can be equipped to go out and to reach the lost, equipped to maintain a Christian life, equipped to be what God wants me to be. I come to be strengthened, to be equipped, be directed. But I also come, and probably more importantly, and I really hope that every member of a small church understands this. Sometimes you just go to church to strengthen others. And maybe even to equip others. For many years, my sister came and she sat in the church. And I looked out at her. And many times I walked away and I wanted to quit pastoring and just shut the church down. There were 6 of us. I don't think anybody would have blamed me for shutting the church down, for closing the doors, locking it up, and going somewhere else. But for years, I looked out there, and my sister and my wife was sitting out there encouraging me on, telling me I was doing a good job and believing in me. And I think that it helped me keep the doors of the church open until God can work in me. They came, and I wonder how many times they came and were bored out of their mind. But they came. They encouraged me, and they equipped me. They equipped me to keep going. Since then, there has been 2 that I can remember, but maybe even more. And you may say that's not many, but you know the gospel that we preach is pretty straightforward. There have been 2 or 3 that have committed their life completely to the Lord since those days. And there's been several more that have rededicated their life. And there's been even more, a few more, that they were walking with the Lord, but their walk was suffering, and now it's strengthened because we kept the doors of the church open. I want to be a help to others. So I come, I gather together, I open the doors as a responsible party. I have to open the doors to give people a place to come so they could serve God and worship. That also means that I need to give them opportunity to serve God, maybe through a testimony, maybe through a song, maybe through a message. But I need to give them opportunity. They could come and serve God and worship God. I come to strengthen others. If at all, anything I say can help others. And the reason I say that, that is big, because I also come to be strengthened and to be equipped. But, you know, sometimes I walk out of the church and I wasn't strengthened or equipped. And if that's the only reason you go to church, then it's a self-centered and selfish reason. And when you leave and you haven't been blessed, you'll be disappointed. But if you also come to be a strength and a help to others, then when you leave, you'll be uplifted, knowing that you were able to help others. Be an encouragement. Be an encouragement. Whether it's the pastor's leadership, whether you're a member of a small church, be faithful to your local assembly, that house of God you gather together with. Be faithful to it so that you can fulfill the why. If you're only going for the what, if you're only going for church, if you're only going because you have a responsibility to be there, then it won't be long before you'll either be discontent or just flat out quit going. But if you go for the sake and the purpose of helping others, if you have a why that you're going, then when times are troubled, you'll continue to go. I've come to church for months at a time with battles and struggles in my life so tough, made me want to stay home. I think sometimes that's why God has me pastor, so that I have to come. But the battles were so tough in my life that I wanted to shut myself away and stay at home. But I had a purpose. I had a why. And I had to be here so I could fulfill that why. I knew what it was, and I had to fulfill it. I hope it gives you just a little bit of encouragement to gather together, to be in the house of God, to be with the saints, with the fellowship. Consider your why. Why do you gather together? Hey, that might be a great discussion post on the Facebook page, a Small Church Mentor Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you. I noticed that we have a few new folks clicking on and checking us out. Listen, if you're new, drop me a line. You can either leave a comment on the website, smallchurchmentor.com. You can leave a message on the Facebook page at Small Church Mentor. Just search for us on Facebook. We're there. You can leave a review on iTunes. You can shoot me an email. I'd love to talk to you. smallchurchmentor@gmail.com. smallchurchmentor@gmail.com. I would love to engage in a dialogue with you. I've noticed some pastors from other countries. I'd love to hear your heart. I'd love to hear the challenges you're going through, and I'd love to hear your highlights. I'm working at the digital enhancement of this podcast. I'm working to set it up so that we can receive phone calls, and I think it would be great to start interviewing some folks. And so get a hold of me. If you're having struggles, I won't mention your name, but you can email me and just ask me some questions. I'd love to answer them online, because guaranteed, if you're having struggles, so is someone else. I thank you so much for listening, and until next time.